Hey, it's Adolfo here from Nerdstalker. We're here with a little short. I just have some thoughts on the Windows Phone rollout, and it's appearing more and more to be like a train wreck to me here. So some of my reasons is, they rolled out, the whole new Windows Phone, the Nokia 900 or whatever the hell, on Easter Sunday, to close stores here in the U.S. So no one could buy the phone. Number one, right? And then Nokia admits there was this bug, right, where people were actually losing data. So what do they try to pay off customers, essentially giving them the phone for free, giving them back, I think, $100 after buying a $99 phone. And now we're hearing also that the current phones will not get the Apollo upgrade from Mango. And also, the rumor has that Apollo will let OEMs do some customizing. So my question is now, are we going to run into fragmentation? Because all these OEMs are going to want to customize these Windows phones as much as possible. So is it going to become like an Android problem? I guess the upside of this is that they'll get a ton of market share, right? But who knows? Perhaps I'm just reading this all incorrectly. But now we also hear from The Verge, Reuters has been asking questions at four major European telecom operators, and reports that they are all dissatisfied with the company's current range of Lumia handsets. This is all from The Verge, describing the Windows Phone devices as overpriced due to their lack of real innovation, glitchy due to the early battery life issues, and inadequately supported by Nokia's own marketing. The carriers seem to be in consensus about the new phone's failure to put up real competition to iOS and Android. Put in starker terms, they don't believe that Nokia's Lumia phones are good enough to compete. An executive in charge of mobile phones at one of the big Euro carriers is cited as saying, quote, "No one comes into the store and asks for a Windows phone," unquote, placing at least some of the blame for the tepid start on Nokia's reboot on Microsoft's shoulders. Today, Boy Genius Report is now reporting that we hear that the bleeding continues in terms of talent at Microsoft on the Windows Phone team. After only 5 months on the job, this former Samsung guy, Gavin Kim, who was given the, I believe it was general manager of product managing or whatever title, has left the team. I'm just wondering what you guys think here. This is not looking good for Microsoft. They're as effectively giving these phones away at this point. I don't know. Those are my thoughts. Thanks for listening, Adolfo from Nerdstalker. Check me out at Nerdstalker on Twitter. Check out the website, nerdstalker.com. Look for us on YouTube, and or just check out the audio podcast and video podcast on iTunes too, for the Tech Week roll up. Thanks.